Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the airwaves. This is the Friday night edition of the show, and as usual, anything goes. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. The Friday night edition. It's Ian here with you.
And Manwich.
I think Torgo will be joining us here shortly. And, of course, you join us on the phones. You can join us via email, ftl at freetalklive.com is the email address. We had a number of emails come in from last night's show.
Yes.
In response to the communists that we had on the phones with us.
I had one in response to the Dr. Adkins statement that he died of a heart attack.
Right, I saw that one, too. That was the short one, right?
Yes.
Right. Just a quick correction. Apparently, he actually died of injuries to the head.
I'm not prepared for that correction.
Okay. That's what our emailer said.
That's the emailer claim. And it has been claimed.
Right.
But, you know, it's also been claimed that he died of a heart attack.
Okay.
I, as a personal trainer, have a inset, or a former personal trainer, have an inset bias against the Adkins diet. So, therefore, I'm going to choose to believe the heart attack story. Just because.
Okay. 1-800-259-9231. Join us online, freetalklive.com. You can get the archives. Last 6 days of the show are right there on the front page of the website. You download them for free. There's no logging in, no membership fees. You just go and get them at freetalklive.com. Sign up for the podcast, and if you got the right software, it'll be delivered to you. Our shows will be delivered to you automatically.
Well, we give them the right software.
Well, we have a link to some of the appropriate software, yeah.
Okay.
So there's that, and it's all free at freetalklive.com. In fact, we take you back even farther than 6 days. Our friends over at downloadradio.org, if you scroll past day six, you'll see a link to their site. And they'll take you 2 months worth of the show, fully archived, all free, freetalklive.com. And you should know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project. It's your only chance for liberty in your lifetime. And for more information about the Free State Project, call them toll-free at 1-888-532-4604, or you can go to freestateproject.org. Again, that's 888-532-4604, freestateproject.org. Coming up tonight, we got some corrupt cops. The police here in Florida have killed yet another person on a drug raid gone bad.
I did not know about this story.
All over 2 ounces of marijuana.
Hmm.
And we're gonna.
He didn't have, right?
He had it.
Okay.
2 ounces of it. That's not a lot. Anyway, that's all on the way tonight. Your calls as well. But I want to get into some of the responses from listeners from last night's show when we had Jason the Communist on. Jason calls in from time to time. And it's always
God bless him. It's great to call.
Yeah, it's always interesting conversation because we, on this show, we have a tendency to get people who are part of the choir.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? We talk about pro-liberty issues every night here on Free Talk Live, and our calls tend to agree with us. I mean, they may disagree here and there, but it's never anything real vehement. It's never really anything that has a lot of conflict, and we like that kind of stuff. We love calls where you disagree with us, so don't hesitate from making them. We will put you on the air, 1-800-259-9231. Well, Jason doesn't hold back. He disagrees quite a bit, because basically communists are pretty much 100% opposites of what libertarians are.
If there is an opposite, that's it.
Yeah, and so we got into it with him last night, as always, and here's some comments from a few of our listeners. From Nicholas in France, says, "Hi guys, I'll keep it short. Jason the Commie favors the use of physical force by the government, even though he does not admit it. And it doesn't matter what we ask. Because if you look at any examples of socialist governments around the world that we've had throughout history, they've all used force on their people. Like any government does, right?
Sure.
They all insist on forcing their way upon the citizens. Well, when cornered, Jason the Communist will never admit to wanting to use force to get his way. He'll never admit to it. He dodges it, and then we managed to kind of nail him down a little bit more last night, and he once again, he actually claimed outright that he wouldn't force people like us, Manwich. If he said that if 75% of America voted in the socialist communist government of his, and us libertarian types had moved all together into the state of New Hampshire, and we said we didn't want to go along with their little game, then he would respect that." Which I find a little hard to believe, personally.
Color me dubious.
Yeah. He says, so Nicholas says, "Remember when he talked about not allowing the weapons manufacturer to sell to Hitler? I'm really curious to know how he would have had the government not allow this kind of sale without resorting to physical force. Then there's this fallacy of his that a socialist government, his benevolent, nonviolent socialist government, would not initiate force against the free staters or libertarians in general. What if the socialist majority decides to ban gun ownership, but libertarians want to keep them? What if the socialist majority votes to make private ownership of cars illegal, and the libertarians want to keep them? And the list goes on. Yes, indeed. What if? If his government was truly powerless to use force against anyone, then he doesn't need it to be a government. Rather, instead, a voluntary organization, as advocated by libertarians.
As advocated.
He should therefore advocate libertarianism for government and voluntary socialist civil societies as a way of life. And that's a great point, because under a libertarian society, under a free market society, where everybody's free to do as they choose so long as they don't hurt anyone else, if you want to go and start a commune, go right ahead. No one's going to stop you.
Nope.
If you want to gather together all your socialist buddies and go work together for the for your common good and toil out in the fields and toil in the socialist worker businesses that you set up, have fun. Go to town. Affect me.
That's the great thing about a libertarian form of government is it allows for socialism or a democracy to spring up within it. But neither one of those allows for a libertarian form of government within it.
As long as you're not free to leave, then they're not allowing that. And socialism and democracy throughout time has never allowed people, to necessarily freely opt out of the system. It's the majority rule, and that's not fair. And that's not the way America's supposed
to be. Not every socialist form of government would be majority rule.
Good point. It could be dictator rule.
Right. Educated elite, too. Right.
The point is, despite his attempts to conceal that fact, socialism wouldn't tolerate libertarians, whereas libertarianism would let anyone be free to become part of a voluntary socialist society. Ian attempted several times to have Jason answer similar questions, and he evaded them all, talking about the Constitution and social contracts. We were left with the impression that Jason didn't advocate the use of force, when clearly he does. Hope he calls again sometime soon and gets exposed for what he really is from Nicholas. Unfortunately, Nicholas, Jason he's a very good communist in that he will not answer cornering questions.
Slippery one, that Jason.
Right. We can ask all of the right questions on Free Talk Live. We'll ask him all the right questions that if he were to just simply answer would reveal him for
I don't think he knows that, in fact, his form of government would have to be violent. I don't think that he necessarily
knows that. Maybe he
doesn't
realize that.
Because, I've called in on, there was a show here in the Tampa Bay area where a person from the House of Representatives was on, and I called in and, she had said something about tax money, blah, 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 and I asked her, what would you say to people that called taxation armed robbery committed by the government? And she said she patently denied that this was so.
It's just, you're just not even, they just don't understand.
No, do not get it.
Here's another one from Jay. He says, subject line, Jason the Communist is a libertarian. In response to Jason the Communist, communism does not exist without force. If the population votes in communism but uses no force against people that want to participate willfully in capitalism, then what you truly have is an anarchic free market. So if I peacefully don't want to pay their communist taxes and can trade freely with others that don't, then how is that not libertarianism? If he didn't say he was a communist. The obvious fact is that the human animal does not function well in egalitarian systems. If one man works under the hot sun in a field while another man sits in an air-conditioned office, they're not the same, and one will not accept his fate to the other. So if people are left free to leave the communist system, they will in boatloads, leaving the fat and the lazy ones behind.
Right.
Who will be left to generate the goods in a communist system if there's capitalism right next door as an option? All the productive people are going to come to the free state.
Absolutely. And
so
then what do you got?
Yeah.
Then the fat people are going to have to pick up guns and force the force the productive people to work for them, which is what they do now.
He says, so it's obvious that communism cannot exist without a gun behind it. Jason conveniently avoided this truth in an attempt to paint a false and rosy picture of a social and economic atrocity.
I think it's unfair to call fat people unproductive. Sorry.
More coming up, 800-259-9231. It's your show. Take control. Free Talk Live.
Gano Cafe is the new energy drink that's sweeping the globe, already a number one beverage in Asia. Gano Cafe is the new energy drink for coffee, tea, and cocoa lovers. What makes Gano Cafe special is the secret ingredient, reishi, a concentration of six species of red mushroom, also known as the miraculous king of herbs. Known for its high nutritional value, reishi packs a bigger punch than ginseng. One packet of Gano Cafe is the energy equivalent of a whole pot of coffee. All natural Gano Cafe tastes great and is a drug-free alternative for optimal health and longevity. With several delicious varieties, including mocha, hot cocoa, and the Brazilian coffee classic, you can experience Gano Cafe for yourself. Find out what people around the world are drinking for energy and to meet the demands of a busy day the natural and healthy way. Try Gano Cafe today. Visit www.healthycoffeeonline.us or call 888-784-0718. Call now and receive a free gift with your first order at 888-784-0718.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes a history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Did you know the U.S. dollar was once a silver certificate? Nowadays, mentions of silver are nowhere to be found on the new Federal Reserve notes. The Fed can print as many dollars as they wish, thereby inflating the money supply and making the dollars that you have worth less and less. In fact, since the creation of the Federal Reserve in 1913, the U.S. dollar has lost 98% of its purchasing power. The situation keeps getting worse. There's an alternative to the Federal Reserve note, and it's called the Liberty Dollar. The Liberty Dollar is a private, legal currency that's 100% backed and 100% redeemable in gold and silver. It's America's second most popular currency. Every time you spend a Liberty Dollar, you're helping return America to value $1 at a time. Not only is it simple and fun to spend the Liberty Dollar, but how would you like to get paid for it? That's right, you can get the Liberty Dollar at a discount and use it at a profit. For more information, please visit dollar.freetalklive.com or call 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR. That's 1-800-NEW-DOLLAR or visit dollar.freetalklive.com.
So what's in your shampoo, bath soap, and dish soap? Chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodiums, formaldehydes, etc.? Read the labels. Inhaling exposure can lead to coughing, wheezing, shortness of breath, headache, and nausea. Also may be irritating the skin and mucous membranes and cause you to seek medical help. Perfumes, also known as fragrance on a label, can indicate the presence of thousands of separate ingredients. Now, just by one example, here's what's in my Calben Pure Soap Shampoo. It's all natural, earth-friendly, it contains extra virgin cocoa butter oils and vegetable protein oils. No harsh chemicals, no animal tallow or testing. So what are you waiting for? Call now, 1-800-340-7091, and find out how a family of four can save over $1,000 per year on all their cleaning products with Calben Pure Soaps. Call Calben toll-free at 1-800-340-7091. That's 800-340-7091 or visit CalbenPureSoap.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at FreeTalkLive.com.
This is Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. You're listening to the Friday Night Edition. We're here until 10 o'clock Eastern Time, so there are plenty of time for you to get your call in here. And Torgo is joining us now.
Yes, yes, I'm here.
Welcome, Torgo.
The rejoicing may commence.
Nice of you to make it.
We'll talk to you about anything.
Sorry, I was off being fat and unproductive, sandwich.
Sweet. Political, personal, whatever's on your mind. Join us online, freetalklive.com. We have got all kinds of good stuff there for you, including the Shrine of Female Listeners. There's going to be at least one new Shriner going up this weekend. So if you are on the updates list, which you can get on at updates.freetalklive.com, you'll be the first to find out when those new when that new Shriner, at least one of them. There's one of them that's questionable. We got another questionable Shriner, guys. So we're going to put her up to a vote, and we'll see. We'll see if people think she's for real or not.
Is there a new one?
There is.
Exciting.
That's all going to happen this weekend. Free Talk
Live. Wait, it's not on now?
Not yet. You have to be patient, man. All right, let's go to the phones. Tom in London. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello. Tom is gone. Let's talk to Jeff in Massachusetts. Hello, Jeff.
Yes. Now, the war, the potential war in Iran, that's the subject for tonight.
Okay.
If we go into Iran, it is going to be a quagmire for several reasons.
Quagmire.
Yes, indeed.
Quagmire. That's a great word.
It is. It's fun.
The fact of the matter is, we don't have enough soldiers.
Nope, we don't.
We have all our soldiers over there already. We're stretched thin. That's number one. Number two, the Iranians are a heck of a lot more sophisticated than the Iraqis, and they're backed by the Soviet Union. So if we go in there, we might be fighting Moscow.
Is there a Soviet Union anymore?
No, Soviet Union's gone.
Well...
information's old.
I got news for you. Don't underestimate the sleeping bear.
Uh-huh.
And you have China. That's another big danger.
I was just nitpicking, that's all. I mean, I agree with you that it's going to be, if we go into Iran, it's going to be much, much more difficult than Iraq was. Definitely agree.
And number two, we're using depleted uranium in Iraq. And that's a death sentence. Our soldiers breathe in one particle of that depleted uranium, which is used on our military ammunition in the 50 caliber to 35 caliber range, and a lot of our bombs. Well, that's spent uranium. If they breathe that in, that is more dangerous than 1,000 chest X-rays.
Yeah, we've heard about that stuff. Not good. I mean, the only answer is to bring all the troops home, but George Bush did a press conference at his ranch the other day, I think in response to Cindy Sheehan being out there protesting right about 2 miles down the road from his ranch, and he said he's thought really long and hard about it, but he's come along to the decision that he's not going to withdraw any troops.
Well,
so there.
Well, constitutionally... it's wrong for us to be in Iraq.
Well, it's clear that the Constitution hasn't mattered for a long time in the United States. Isn't that clear?
Yeah, you're right about that. And
so I don't think that's going to save us at this point.
Well, the thing is, we should not be nation building in Iraq and these nations. It goes against every single thing our founding fathers have envisioned for this country.
I agree with you completely.
And Bush is a dictator, and this is a
he's a wannabe dictator. He'd like to be.
I mean, I don't like Clinton either. I am a true patriotic conservative, and I'm saying that Bush is a fraud.
Didn't Bush actually say something to the effect of, if I was a dictator, this would all be a lot easier?
Oh yeah, that's a true statement. I have a bumper sticker that says that. So
that's a little revealing, huh?
Oh yes.
Well, Jeff, final thoughts for us?
Oh, final thoughts? Okay, if something happens here in this country, and our troops are over there, guess what? We're going to have to bring in UN troops to this country, and foreign troops will not treat Americans too nicely. If you do a study of Bosnia-Herzegovina, and you do a study of any place that the UN has taken over a country, they will take away the arms, and because they're foreigners, they will...
Well, they're not going to take away anybody's arms. It's serious about keeping their arms. We're going to be shooting some people if that's the case, don't you think?
Well, guess what? The UN troops outnumber our people, I'm serious. If our
300 million UN troops.
You have Chinese troops coming over the Mexican border.
That's all paranoid. There's no evidence of that whatsoever. Just paranoid conclusions.
Well, I hope I'm wrong on that.
I hope you're wrong too. Thanks for the call, man. 800-259-9231.
You know, throughout that whole call, the only thing that I was locked on was, don't underestimate the sleeping bear. I don't know. I like that. Just weird proverbs. Like,
we know that the Chinese can't get past the border ninjas.
Let's go to Tom in London. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Manwich. Hello.
Hi.
What's happening?
Well, pretty much the same as what's happening in New York City at the moment.
Really?
I went into London today. I'm on vacation at the moment from
You're not on holiday?
Well,
you're not on holiday?
We actually call it vacation at our university.
Okay.
but just to make it clear, man, which he did say he's on vacation from university.
From university.
Right. So it works. I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, so I went up to London today and we had all the usual scary police officers at all the tube stations. And last time I went there, they didn't seem to be harassing anybody with non-brown skin, but they did have lots of nice posters up telling us that if the police do ask to search our bags, that we should cooperate nicely. And I thought, cooperate nicely? No, I just think I'll walk down the street and go to the other tube station and get on there.
Mm-hmm.
But it is interesting, actually, because as well as that, they're actually in museums. And today I went up to the British Library. I was doing some research, big research library, and had to have our bags searched in there.
Yeah.
And so I went down to, I actually asked, could I see the security manager? And sort of said to him, you know, this is really quite bonkers, and you're really not going to catch any terrorists coming into the British Library.
What did he say to you?
What? Well, he said, well, it's only a temporary measure.
Oh.
And I said, okay, so, like, in 6 months' time, is the threat of terrorism going to just disappear?
Uh-huh.
And then he said something which I kind of knew would happen. He said, well, our hands are tied about this. And I said, well, you know, usually when something changes at the library, you tell all the users of the library.
Right.
And they are pretty good about that. They do actually ask people for comments and put out news about what's going to happen.
Okay.
But this sort of just appeared out of nowhere. I said to him, you know, why didn't you tell any of the people who use the library? And
hello?
Hello, Tom. Uh-huh.
And
our overseas connection.
International connection.
Yeah. Oh, there we go.
Tom. Go, Tom.
And so I said, I said to him, you know, why didn't you consult anyone? He said, well, we were told to put these security measures in.
Right, and they just follow orders.
And I said, who said? The Home Office. That's interesting. The Home Office are telling libraries that they should have security checks at the doors.
Right. What's a Home Office? Is that like the central government there in Britain?
That's the Home Office is the part of the government which deals with police.
Okay, got it.
Law enforcement, immigration, all sorts
got
of
it.
Stuff like that.
You got about 30 seconds.
Yeah, and I went the other day. I went down to a museum and they had the same policy. And I said to the woman, "You know, this is really pointless." And she said, "What was? I don't actually like doing it." But I said to her, "Sort of, then why do you do it then?" And she kind of looked at me clueless.
Because she's always followed orders, that's why.
And next thing you know, it's going to happen, you go into a butcher shop, and they're going to check your bag before you go in, and you're able to buy any meat.
Well, I like how they said it's temporary. Yeah, it's temporary until they put in the next level of security. That's what it is. Thanks for the call, Tom. We appreciate it. Keep us up to date on what's going on there in Britain. 800-259-9231. This stuff is going on all over the world. Liberty's being taken everywhere. Free Talk Live.
For a while now, you've been hearing about energized water and what it can do for your health. But have you taken the next step and actually experienced energized water? It's absolutely incredible what you'll experience while using the energized products from Aqua Northwest. You've seen the banner on GCNLive.com, but have you experienced the power of the pyramid? We all know that negative energy can make you sick at home or in the office, but the energy pyramid from Aqua Northwest wipes out that negative energy within a 125-foot diameter. After 1 hour, negative energy fields should be raised to a positive level, resulting in you and others in the area to feel wonderfully energized, among other possible health benefits. Just check out what others are saying by reading the exciting testimonials at AquaNorthwest.com. Call AquaNorthwest.com and they'll find the right energized product for you. Call now for a free catalog toll-free 888-AQUA-NW. That's toll-free 888-727-8269. And experience the exciting benefits of positively charged water. Or simply visit AquaNorthwest.com.
Cool weather brings cool cars. I don't think so. A cooling system can run too hot or too cold if not prepared for winter. Here's your to-do. Ask your local shop to perform the BG coolant flush. A simple test strip tells if your coolant's protecting the engine from temperature extremes or breaking down and corroding. The BG chemistry cleans the system, then adds new coolant with conditioners. Ask your shop for a BG coolant flush or go to bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Want to know the secret to finding a shop that can keep your car running like new? Find the cleanest shop in town, where cleaning is top priority. Not talking about clean floors, but better shops have those too. I mean shops that have the best training, equipment, and chemistry to clean every air, fuel, and fluid system in your vehicle. Keep it clean, and you don't have to keep replacing parts. Find your clean shop at bgfindashop.com. That's bgfindashop.com.
Let's face it, we know that we're less than perfect when it comes to our diets. We all eat sugar, saturated fat, salt, probably don't get the exercise we should, and we all have to deal with daily stress. And all the vitamins and supplements in the world won't help you if your immune system is compromised because of our less than perfect eating habits and lifestyles. That's why Agaricus Bio is the number one dietary supplement that you should consider an absolute must if you're going to take any at all. The immune system is your body's first line of defense against disease, and Agaricus Bio strengthens and supports your immune system. That's why it's become the most popular immune support system for people and pets in Japan. A one-month supply of Agaricus Bio is only $34.95, and that's a small price to pay considering the alternatives. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. How many times have you heard about people taking vitamin C and other vitamins and supplements to fight a cold? Well, with Agaricus Bio, you might not catch that cold in the first place. Call 877-817-9829 or visit thepowermall.com and order today. Agaricus Bio, because healthy is what you want to be.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. Toll-free 1-800-259-9231. You can take control of the show. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Friday night edition. Plenty of time for your calls about whatever you want, political, personal. Join us online, freetalklive.com, where we have an auction. We are auctioning off the top banner on the website at freetalklive.com, specifically for the reason that we don't know what it's worth. You tell us what it's worth. It's not $5. At first I thought maybe we'd get $50 for it. It's already over $100.
Yeah, this is ridiculous.
You think?
Yeah. Thoroughly.
It's not too shabby. I mean, we get a million or so, 2 million hits a month or whatever it is we're up to now, and 20,000 individual visitors.
We're going to hit over 3 million hits this month.
That'd be fantastic.
Wow. Because we were over a million on the 11th.
Right. Yes. So the auction is for the top banner on the website. You can go to auction.freetalklive.com. Check out all the details. It's only for a month. I mean, so what you're bidding for is a month's worth of being on the top. Of course, then you get first shot at going on for another month. So check out all the details. Auction.freetalklive.com.
Now, see, here's the question. This is why I think this might be a false amount. You know, right
now... Someone's bidding it up?
No. Well, right now the bid's at, you know, $100+.
Right.
And... That's because this is kind of a special thing.
Right.
I don't think that... See, here's my problem. If this goes for, let's say, $350, $400, $1,000, you know, whoever pays you $1,000 for that month of banner ad, that's... I hope you're not going to try and use that to set the price of that spot.
Oh, no, absolutely not.
Ah, well, here's our $1,000 spot on the webpage for one banner ad.
I think what we might do is just auction off the next slot after that.
I think I'm going to talk to everybody who bid, too, and see what they want to pay.
Yeah. Right, and be like, well, you know.
Hey, actually, you didn't win.
Those banners can run a long way down. That
yeah.
That's I'll make Ian write more stuff at the bottom of the site just to make it longer.
I'm putting with the response we've had to the AMP program, and then with the response we're getting on this auction for the banner ad, I'm putting a Help Torgo thing on this on the BBS. No, because I'm trying to go to the Podcast Expo
in that's
November.
Right. That's
and,
right.
You know, it costs money, which sure I don't does. Have a good deal of. So anyone who wants to help send me to the Podcast Expo.
You know, I think that you're the perfect spokesperson for Free Talk Live.
I think so, too. That's why I'm trying to get speaking engagements without asking you first.
Not only because, not only because you're big and noticeable, but also because...
Right. Oh, because I'm a billboard in a right. T-shirt. That's just Free Talk Live. They see me coming a block away.
But also because you're very funny, and you're a comedian, and you're working on becoming a professionally paid comedian. And I think that having you out there accepting an award for Free Talk Live would be a great chance for you to spread your comedy bits.
Right, and the other podcasters don't hate me.
Ah, okay, fair enough. Well, anyway, so it's Free Talk Live. You can go to auction.freetalklive.com and check it out.
They don't like you much, do they?
That's not the case. There are only some of them.
It's you
they
and
feel
your
threatened by
acidic
us.
Posts on there taunting them and
no.
stuff. Free Talk Live will be number one. You will be crushed under the heel of
and
Free Talk Live.
I enjoy that. The first time I ever went to Podcast Alley and was looking at the forums, someone was complaining about the fact, oh, well, I don't like the fact that a broadcast radio show is also in the top 10 on
right.
Podcast Alley. And Ian was just kind of like, well, if you weren't so weak and scared, what are you doing?
I don't
He's
think
just
those
a jerk and he can't help it.
I don't think those were my exact words. Hey, speaking of jerks, how about the SWAT team in Sunset, Florida? They have shot and killed a 23-year-old bartender after he fled to his bedroom and allegedly picked up a pistol as his door came crashing in and masked armed men flooded into his home during a 6 a.m. raid last Friday morning. Armed with a search warrant alleging drug activity at the home of Anthony Diotaiuto, police announced their take this week. 2 ounces of marijuana, some plastic baggies, and a set of scales. They killed the guy over 2 ounces of pot.
They killed him because he went for a gun.
Police told reporters, let's find out the rest of the story. Police told reporters the day of the shooting they knew Mr. Dio has a license to possess a weapon, so they sent in the SWAT team to lessen the possibility of violence. They did not explain why they thought a surprise attack on the home of an unsuspecting but presumably armed man would produce a nonviolent result. And indeed, it did not. According to Sunset Police Lieutenant Robert Voss, as reported in the Fort Lauderdale Sun Sentinel, the SWAT team knocked on Mr. Dio's door and announced their presence, as they put it, before smashing in his door. Voss said police found the victim in his living room and ordered him to freeze, but he instead fled toward his bedroom and armed himself with a handgun, whereupon officers so-and-so and whoever fired on him. The Broward County Medical Examiner reported 10 bullet wounds in his head, chest, torso, and limbs. But next-door neighbor Rudy Strauss told the Sun Sentinel he and his wife were awake when the raid occurred and heard the crash of Mr. Dio's door being smashed in, but heard no yelling announcing the presence of police. There were no words spoken outside, he said, adding that he and his wife watched the raid unfold from their window. I heard this loud bang, and then I saw a flash, Strauss said on Tuesday. I never heard them say police. If somebody were pounding on the door, I would definitely have heard that. Or if they yelled police. And he didn't hear any of that stuff.
Hmm.
Friends, family members, neighbors, and supporters of Mr. Dio reacted angrily and bitterly. Brian Kickbush, boyfriend of his mother, said, "Nothing adds up. If they announce themselves, then I guess all the neighbors are liars. My son was so frightened by black masks bursting in his door in the darkness after he was asleep for 1 hour," said a distraught Whittier during a wake held only for her son on Tuesday night. Now, what human being in their right mind would not run? The anger spilled over into a Sunset City Council meeting Tuesday night as at least 15 people wearing black armbands demanded answers and actions. Sunset Beach police are murderers, cowards, trigger-happy, and more, one friend of Mr. Dio's yelled at stone-faced council members. When one council member responded that the council was too upset, he retorted, "If you're that upset, then do something about it." Do 2 ounces of marijuana constitute a death warrant? Sunrise resident William DeLarme, friend of Mr. Dio's, demanded of the city officials. Police were too aggressive and showed poor judgment, he said, adding that the killing made him ashamed to live in Sunset. Really, why is it that the cops had to do this at 6 in the morning?
There's no reason at all.
Well, I'd say that their timing of it and their execution of it certainly have some problems. I mean,
does the guy never leave his house? I mean, really? Does he never leave his house? Couldn't you just, like with the whole David Koresh situation, why did they have to go and do that? The dude was known to have taken jogs around the neighborhood,
the
area.
They probably should have tried to call him first. Hello, Mr. Dio, we're going to arrest you.
That would allegedly give him enough time to flush the marijuana, for instance.
Oh, so it was all about catching him with the marijuana.
Of course.
I see.
If he doesn't have anything there, then if they've got a warrant to find marijuana and he has no marijuana, then they've just wasted their time and harassed a so-called innocent man.
I see.
So that's the whole idea. You don't want to... The Supreme Court has ruled that they don't really have to give you much time to answer the door prior to actually busting it in. So that's the objective there. But if he's dealing marijuana, certainly you could... I don't know. Not that I support any of this. I'm totally against the drug war. But you could surveil his house and watch and see if he... actually is doing some deals, you know, use surveillance equipment, listen to what's going on in the house, etc.
Do some police work.
Do a little bit of footwork. And then when he goes to the store or something like that, you arrest him outside of his house when he's getting into his car or whatever. Arrest him there and then present him with a warrant and then go search his house. There's no need for these no-knock raids, ever.
Well, perhaps they knew at that time that the marijuana was there. I don't know. It's difficult to defend the police in
the marijuana is going to be there if he's out and about or not. If he's out and about, he's got it on him, then it'll be on him, and they'll be able to search his person. Otherwise, he left it at home, in which case, they'll find it in that case. Anyway, they killed the guy over 2 ounces of pot. More coming up, 800-259-9231. This is your show, and you can take control. That's why we call it Free Talk Live.
Imagine enjoying your own health spa in the comfort of your own home daily at a fraction of the cost. No more imagining. It's time to experience the relaxing and rejuvenating Total Health Spa by HTE. The Total Health Spa consists of two medical devices working together to promote increased circulation and oxygenation, help to support proper body function through detoxification, cell regeneration, stress reduction, and so much more. The Total Health Spa begins with the original and only Qi machine. The Qi machine, which is a FDA regulated as a Class 1 medical device, maximizes the movement of the body, which helps provide relief through increased oxygen levels, allowing a sense of extreme comfort and pleasure. Enhance your experience with the Hot House. The Hot House produces its unique effect through beneficial radiant far infrared rays. It makes you feel absolutely terrific, the most effective and affordable complete body treatment available today. Call now and experience the Total Health Spa for a 14-day unconditional money-back guarantee. Call now, 1-877-300-0040.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it, I didn't approve it, I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 1-800-259-9231. Take control of the show, toll-free 800-259-9231. Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
We do this six nights a week, by the way, so join us for every single moment. Of course, you can join us online at freetalklive.com, and we've got live streaming there. So you get a broadband feed as well as a dial-up feed. Whatever fits your internet connection, you can tune in absolutely free at freetalklive.com. We're talking about a poor guy who is now dead as a result of approximately 10 gunshot wounds inflicted on the behest of the SWAT team in a place called Sunset, Florida. And it was all over 2 ounces of weed. That's all they got. In this, over this dead body was 2 ounces of weed. The police busted in his door at 6 in the morning. They claimed that he ran to his back bedroom and armed himself, and that's when they killed
him. Well, they had masks on and they were all in black. I can sort of understand his point of view on this. It was definitely executed poorly.
It's always executed poorly, especially when someone dies or gets shot. Well, just a few more comments from the article here from the Drug Reform Coordination Network. Mayor Steve Farron and council members of Sunset declined to address the charges and complaints about police conduct directly, saying the matter was under investigation. Two investigations are underway by the department and the Broward County District Attorney's Office, as though that's going
to
be.
You know, they always
anything.
Use that under investigation thing to dodge questions.
Yeah, it's a cop out.
It really is. I don't know. It's annoying to...
And then the investigations always turn up nothing. They always... The results of most of these investigations, like 99% of investigations into police misconduct, are always that the police acted as they should have.
Yep, absolutely.
Case closed.
I would actually like to see what's involved in one of these investigations, because when they're investigating someone who's not a law enforcement officer, they'll spend months and months and thousands of man hours just trying to find one little shred of evidence to prove that you were, in fact, a horrible human being. Whereas, when they're investigating a police officer, it seems like, you know, if there's not a video of it taking place, whatever.
Heck, even if there's a video.
That's true.
We had a couple of, like, it's about 2 years ago that the South Carolina cop shot a dog, family dog, point blank with a shotgun, decapitating its head. That was all caught on video.
Yep, that's
true. No punishment for that cop. So sometimes that doesn't even matter. Anyway, they're investigating it. And friends and family members described the victim as a hardworking young man who held down two jobs, attended church regularly. And
they say pot smokers are lazy.
And had recently even bought the home that he was killed in. They killed an innocent person, said Charlie Steves, who said he was his best friend. He didn't sell drugs. He worked two jobs to buy that house. Mr. Dio's boss at the Carolina Ale House in Weston said that his friend and employee only smoked marijuana casually. He didn't sell drugs, and he was a hard worker. Now, they did catch him with scales, and that's usually evidence of some sort of selling.
Well, but maybe like Weight Watchers, he was trying to keep a real close count of how much he took in.
Well, let's be clear. I've got lots of things in my house I don't use.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, you know, you could look at all the garden tools I have and speculate, he's a gardener. I don't really use these things on a regular basis. He could have gotten the scales previously when he could have previously been selling marijuana. Somebody could have been a friend that gave them to him.
Maybe he sells things on eBay and he has to get quotes from the shippers.
Yeah. Or perhaps he, you know, likes to redo his lab assignments from when he was in earth science class in high school.
Right? It could be.
It's certainly circumstantial.
I'm just saying that scales, the fact that they found scales in his house, and if his house is anything like mine, it is a collection of junk throughout the years.
Right.
It doesn't mean that they've shot a drug dealer.
I don't know. I mean, you won't find, my roommate has one, but as far as if I didn't have a roommate, you wouldn't find a scale in my house.
And even if he was...
Like a scale or...
Of any sort.
Yeah, well, I don't have one in my house either.
Even if he was a dealer, he wasn't doing very much business if all he had was 2 ounces.
Right, he wasn't much of a dealer.
I mean, he was probably, if he was doing anything with 2 ounces in your house, you're doing nothing more than selling to some friends.
Right.
That's it. He was probably selling it in order to purchase, in order to not have to pay for the weed that he was personally smoking. That was probably his motivations there. And what led the cops to this guy? I don't know. Probably they were tipped off. Somebody probably ratted him out. One of his, old enemies or something tipped off the cops. And now you've got a dead body on your hands. As a result of the war on drugs. That's why this even happened in the first place. He wasn't hurting anybody.
Right.
His neighbors didn't even have a problem with the kid. His friends and family members say he was a good kid. He worked two jobs. His boss is putting up for the guy. And he was, by all evidence, an upstanding member of the community who happened to smoke marijuana and might have happened to sell a little bit to a few friends of his. Is that deserving of a death sentence? No way. It's not even deserving of a night in jail.
I must say, in defense of the cops, though, if I was one of these guys dressed in black that decided not to say, Mr. Dio, we're coming in. It's the police, or something like that, decided not to say anything like that. And I busted in, and the guy went for a gun, and I had a gun.
Yeah.
I'm going to shoot him.
Well, of course, obviously you're defending yourself at that point, but if you were a black cloaked jackboot manwich, you wouldn't be sitting here in this room, that's for sure, and you'd be an unprincipled automaton who just follows orders. Because if you had any sort of sense of what the Constitution stands for, or what liberty and freedom are about, you'd refuse to join up with that department in the police department. So there.
Lots of people just doing jobs, you know?
That's no excuse, manwich. It wasn't an excuse in Nuremberg. I don't know how many times that needs to be repeated to you. You cannot say that I was just doing my job and get out of a rape charge or get out of a murder charge. You killed somebody and you need to take responsibility for your orders that you were choosing to follow. You chose the so-called authority from which to receive orders, didn't you?
Well, I would have if I had taken
the job. If you were taking bad orders, exactly. So there's no excuse for following bad orders beyond just being a follower and pathetic. 1-800-259-9231. This is your show. Now do some jumping jacks, man. Let's take control. Free Talk Live.
Americans are under a covert medical attack daily. These chemicals are affecting our brains and may well destroy our society. Shocking? Of course. But what you don't know can indeed kill you. Big business buries the truth and silences the majority. Forewarned is forearmed. Order your copy of the book Secret Assassins of Food by Dr. Ott, Ph.D. only through Mother Earth Minerals. This 150-plus page milestone gives you more for your money than any other piece of work on the subject. It should be mandatory in every university that teaches anything about improving your nutrition without all the potions and lotions that are sold to mask over all the problems most folks taught with resulting from the horrible things that are taught as being so good for us. Also, you will learn about the three foods to avoid at all costs by ordering the book Secret Assassins of Food only from Mother Earth Minerals, Inc. for only $16.95 plus shipping and handling by calling toll-free 866-989-9876. That's toll-free 866-989-9876 or visit MotherEarthMineralsInc.com today.
What's the worst thing about listening to the radio? The commercial breaks are too long. As you know, advertising is what keeps radio free. But as time has gone on, the commercial breaks have seemed to get longer and longer. These days, most talk shows have at least 16 minutes per hour of commercials. Free Talk Live is no exception. We've come up with an exciting way to reduce the amount of time spent on commercials, increase the amount of showtime, and help us spread the message of liberty around the world. We're calling it AMP. It stands for Advertise, Market, and Promote. We're asking you for $3 a month to help AMP Free Talk Live at amp.freetalklive.com. If we can raise enough money per month, we'll reduce the commercial time by at least 25%. Plus, you can feel good knowing that the dollars you're contributing will be going towards promoting a show and helping us get on more radio stations around the country. If you believe in this show and want to help others find the message of liberty and wouldn't mind 25% less commercial time, please go to amp.freetalklive.com now and help us amp Free Talk Live. Again, that's amp.freetalklive.com.
Why continue to suffer from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people report improved health and wellness using the Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses this same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions and is very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call Alternative Technologies toll-free 866-885-6625. 866-885-6625. One more time, that's 866-885-6625.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
Free Talk Live, 800-259-9231. You take control of the airwaves. 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Manwich.
Talking about cops killing people over, well, virtually nothing. 2 ounces of marijuana is what they caught in this guy's house. They had a warrant, and they decided to execute it at 6 in the morning when they knew the guy was going to be asleep. And, of course, when you're sleepy and somebody's breaking down your front door and yelling at you, then it's kind of hard to figure out what's going on, you know, when you're coming to and all that. And so who knows what exactly went down inside the house. We've got the cops that claim the guy ran and grabbed a gun, but there was no one else in the house to corroborate that story beyond the cops. So how do we know they're telling the truth in that case? We don't.
We don't.
Just have to take their word for it. And, of course, their fellow cops will definitely take their word for it, and the so-called investigation will be closed very soon. And then we'll just have a dead kid. So, Torgo, you were calling me out during the break, and I'd like you to do it on the air about...
No, because I really didn't want to get into this discussion.
You didn't want to?
No, I didn't. I didn't want to get into it on the break, and I don't want to get into it now. I'm sorry.
Okay. Well, that's kind of a cop-out.
Well, yeah, but that's fine. I don't care.
Well, man, why don't we have the discussion? Well, Torgo doesn't want to participate.
It's I think I don't know what Torgo's point of view, but I sort of feel like
you think I'm labeling cops as all bad.
It's an unhappy position of yours for you to just dislike cops. I don't like cops. you know, and
I think it should be pointed out that I understand that cops are people too, and that's what I always remember when I'm dealing with them. I always remember they're people with feelings, they're people with families, they're people with jobs to do, and I understand and respect that. However, it's hard for me to respect a profession that just, and in general, not necessarily the individuals. I have respect for the individuals, but it's hard for me to respect individuals on a default basis who operate in a profession where they're expected to do things that are wrong, to harm people, to hurt people that have not harmed anyone else.
That's what the profession has moved towards. Now, would you say that a cop that's arresting somebody for murder is a bad person?
Of course not. They're
doing
the right
thing. But you do think that by enforcing the laws out there, that when they arrest somebody for marijuana, that they're doing something bad.
That's right. I think by enforcing bad laws,
they're not
going to
be a cop very long, Ian, if they don't enforce all the laws.
If all of the cops,
if they say, "I'm sorry, I'm not going to arrest anybody for drugs. I'll just arrest them for crimes against people,"
if all
then
of the
they're
cops,
not going to have it.
If all the cops had principles like that, then there wouldn't be any cops anymore. Come on.
But nobody has principles like that. You might as well be saying those miserable people
true.
Out there.
There are plenty of cops that refuse to arrest people for drug offenses.
I'd say that 99% of the people would probably do the same thing the cops would in that those certain circumstances. They would
follow
do their
orders
jobs.
Blindly?
Yes.
Okay. You're right. Probably 99% would, and I think that's a shame.
I think it's a wonderful thing. I think
that people follow orders without question?
I think, no, not that people follow orders without
question.
That's
what they do.
Would you? No, let me finish here. I think it's a great thing, and I was trying to get this idea out. I think it's a great thing that someone is taking a job, knowing what the job entails, and is willing to do their job.
Great.
I may not agree with what it is that they need to do in order to do their job, but just like when I took the job I have now, there are things that I don't like about my job. There are things that I don't want to have to do.
Yeah, but
about
you don't have to kill anybody.
I don't care. I'm not done. Mm-hmm. There are things that I don't like having to do with my job, but just because I don't agree with them doesn't mean I'm not going to do them. It's part of my job and it's what I agree
your
to do.
Your job doesn't involve...
It doesn't matter what my job involves.
Yes, it does.
No, it doesn't.
Yes, it does. You're computer tech.
No, I don't care. It doesn't matter. No,
care.
It doesn't matter what my job involves. I made an agreement and I'm going to stick to it.
Okay. And these people have made agreements to kill people. More coming back.
Good.
Free Talk Live.